Brice was returning her gaze. 20, he thought, quite expensively dressed, tanned in a way which suggested outdoor pursuits. Average height, attractive enough in a rather willowy way. Not my type. This last conclusion with a slight tinge of regret. What do you do? He asked. Occasions like this, he thought, were times for bluntness. One might as well find out as much as one could before deciding to take her. And it was he who would have to make the decision, because Ian and Sarah were off travelling for a few months, and they were relying on him to find someone. Pat looked up at the cornice. I'm on a gap year, she said, and added, because truth required it after all, it's my second gap year, actually. Brice stared at her, and then burst out laughing. Your second gap year? Pat nodded. She felt miserable. Everybody said that. Everybody said that because they had no idea of what had happened. My first one was a disaster, she said. So I started again. Brice picked up a matchbox and rattled it absentmindedly. What went wrong? He asked.
Do you mind if I don't tell you? Or just not yet?
He shrugged. Stuff happens, he said. It really does.